You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out. And we are on a roll here talking about how to better steward our bodies, that we are to honor and glorify God in our bodies. They belong to the Lord. But our body is also, that's our ride. That is our vehicle. That's how we transport our spirit and our soul around. It's how we're going to serve God. That's how we're going to help others. That's how we're going to mobilize and express our gifts that God has placed within us and make a difference in this world and in the lives of others. And also just to enjoy life, enjoy creation and other people and, pursuits and hobbies and work even, to be able to do that. Our goals would be that we are strong and that we're mobile and that we have cognition. And so we're just looking at some better ways to do better in this whole series. And we've got numerous episodes previous to this, and we've got a few more coming up. But we're talking about the body right now. We've talked about the spirit and the soul, and now talking about the body. And last episode, two episodes ago, we talked about the need to hydrate. Last episode, we talked about feed and fuel. And today, let's cover a few more real quick here. You need to move and exercise. Move it or lose it, We need to move. And age and current health appropriate. Don't overdo. I go to a gym several days a week, and sometimes you see some people come in fresh starting, and they're fired up, and here I go. And, they may overdo for their current health situation or for their age. It would be worth researching this a little bit, talking to some people that have some knowledge and results, in being physically fit. Move and exercise. A huge thing that all of us can do is to stretch, which gives you flexibility and range of motion. It increases blood flow. It avoids injury. It helps injury. If you watch babies and if you watch puppies, they do it all the time. No one has to tell them to. And when they wake up, that's the thing they're doing. And a lot of times just before they would rest or throughout activities or whatever, they're going to stretch. So get some good stretches. It feels good for you. And it's really going to help you to get around, feel well. And it is part of overall, helping your body. And then you need to exert yourself. You've got to push yourself some. Don't just do what is easy and comfortable. No pain, no gain. You've got to push yourself a little. Push some weight. You need some resistance in your life as you exercise and so forth. We've got enough resistance in life. But as we're moving, exercising, make sure that we have some kind of weight resistance. This helps your muscles, your joints, your heart, your organs, your brain, your mood, and your confidence. And then when you walk, and you should walk every day, and if you're blessed to have some stairs, don't avoid them. Take them. We have stairs at home, and I have stairs at the church getting up to my office and so forth. And so every day I'm taking some stairs, which is great for you. But get out and walk, and if you can get outside, do that too. But walk, I'd heard that you should walk like you're late to a meeting. Do that a couple times a day. Walk like you're late to a meeting. And then you also need to take the other end of the spectrum and take some time and walk slow and breathe deep. But here's the thing. Get up. It's been said that sitting is the new smoking. Sitting is the new smoking. So get up, walk, get around. And also find something similar, like in a parking lot, you'll have the parking barriers that you come up and park right by. Find something like that and like a balance beam and walk on that. That's going to help you as well to keep your balance. Remember, we're wanting to keep that strength and mobility and cognition. And believe it or not, just that helps with all three of those. Also would be rest and sleep, including naps. And it's part of the creation order that you work and then you rest. It's not really rest up so you can work. We're actually designed to work and then rest. But just get into the rhythm. Don't try to sort out the chicken or the egg there. Just get into a rhythm that you're getting good rest and sleep and naps as you can. Make sure that you are not hindering yourself. And when you go to bed at night, if you've got stress and worry and watch your before bedtime behaviors, you know, what's the last thing you're doing? Is it TV? Is it screens? Is it food? Is it caffeine? Is it alcohol? You know, what are you doing just before you go to bed? You've got to be careful of that so that you're not hindering yourself. Check the temperature. You know, I like for the room to be cold or cool at least. And, you know, have some air moving, like with the ceiling fan. Light, make sure that light's not keeping you. Make sure that you've got a good mattress. We spend a third of our life, you know, in bed. And so make sure you've got a good mattress. And then medical issues and so forth. Make sure you're not hindering yourself. Psalm 127, verse 2 says, "It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows," literally it's anxious toils, "for he gives his beloved sleep." Literally, he gives to his beloved in their sleep. You know what? Claim and declare and cooperate with those promises that it's a waste for you to rise up early and worry, and it is an absolute waste for you to sit up late and eat the bread of sorrows, those anxious toils, because God wants to give to you in your sleep and claim those promises. Here's some other promises. Proverbs 3:24, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet." Include that in your bedtime prayer. Psalm 4:8 says, "I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." Rest and sleep. And God has a lot to say about that. He's given us some great promises. So cooperate with that and ask God to help you get good rest and good sleep, restorative sleep, you know, healing sleep, some good restful sleep. It's very, very vital that you're getting that good rest and sleep for your overall health. It has an amazing effect on your brain, your body, everything else of who you are. It impacts your soul in a big, big way. And then last for today, speaking of your soul, now we're talking about our body, but to have our body be optimized, you've got to monitor and manage your soul. He restores our soul, but you've got to monitor and manage your soul. So this relates back a little bit to, you know, sitting up late to eat the bread of sorrows, of anxious toils. Monitor and manage your soul. What's going on in your soul? What is there right now that doesn't feel comfortable? Is it cares? Is it you've been offended? Somebody's hurt your feelings? You're worried about something? Is it clutter? Is it distraction? Are you hanging out with the wrong people? Is it worry, fear? Are you carrying shame or guilt? Is it loneliness? You know, the New Testament word for worry and anxiety, the definition describes what the word does to us, to our bodies, actually. It's the Greek word marimna. You don't need to remember that. But it includes in its definition to divide, to rip, to tear apart. To divide, to rip, to tear apart. What's it dividing, ripping, and tearing apart? You, your spirit, your soul, and your body. Your brain, when you worry and are anxious, your brain releases chemicals for action, but there's, because it's worry and fear, there's nothing really to take action about. And so then these powerful neurochemicals are released and it impacts your body and it tears you up. It can impact your breathing, create ulcers, just super rev your brain and your body and your heart. And, you know, we've got to be careful of this. So what is happening? What are you carrying in your soul? Because what you're carrying in your soul, excuse me, will impact your body. So cast your cares. Your central nervous system is feeling your emotions and thoughts and connects that with your body. So we've got to be careful to cast our cares, to forgive people, to watch your words, and to express gratitude. Expressing gratitude is a dose of health just going through your whole system. Now, I'll remind you again, your body is not your own. It is God's. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're to present our bodies as living sacrifices to God, to worship and serve Him. We are to honor and glorify God in our bodies. So we've got to do a better job to bring better care and better cooperation in our spirit, our soul, and our body to get this incredibly integrated unit of our spirit, our soul, and our body. Don't let our spirit and our soul be hindered because we're not taking good care of our body. Holy, holy. This is practical. This is spiritual. This is doable. And as you start to make effort toward it, God will meet you there. God will help you there. And I'm praying for you, my friend. Let's be holy, holy. Well, God bless you. Thank you again for joining me for Inside Out. And join me next time. And until then, have a great week. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.